All right, everyone. We are going to be talking about discounting and promotions and why you should never do that. Never give up money if you don't have to. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no-BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Maxim, your host of the show. Welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast. And we just finished doing a seminar. So I do a live training with my next level members every 2 weeks. And the last one we did was all on program creation. And this is something that James Wedmore talked a lot about, which I've so used in my own business. And that is the whole idea of discounting our rates in order to get a sale. I really just don't abide by that practice. I try very much not to discount my consultation rate or to give away my time for free or discount my programs for that matter, except when I'm doing a flash sale or something to that nature. But I don't like the idea of when you do a seminar, your promotion is that you're giving $50 off your visit or you have some sort of a service that you're discounting. What I would strongly encourage you to do is to value your time and value the price of your product. So if the product is you and your service, you really need to hold strong to that. I don't even discount for seniors or students or kids. My time is my time. The prices are what they are. And that's how I've always been. You can definitely go up in price as you go, and you could definitely lower prices if you go, but I don't do it on an as-needed basis. So it kind of just is what it is. So really, coming from that standpoint where you're just like, this is how much effort I've put into this program. This is how much effort I've put into my education. This is what I believe the value is worth. Then I ask you, why would you feel comfortable then discounting it for someone, for a special event, to get that sale? And I've seen people do this. I've seen it where they promote a online course that they have. And, you know, in and around that time where people are getting their licenses or graduating or whatever the time is, or even the holidays, they say, okay, I'm going to offer you my program for 80% off. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, if the value of your program is, let's say it's, I'm not even going to try to do math, whatever, let's call it 100. So if it's $1,000 and you discount it 80%, it's $200. I'd say, okay, so really you believe that a $200 program is just as good as a $1,000 program, then why on earth would I ever want to spend $1,000 on your program? Like, I see this happen all the time where people are doing insane discounts on their services or program, and it just, to me, diminishes the value that you're offering. Or I just think, God, like, your markup is massive. Why on earth would you ever charge your program at $1,000 if you're just going to give it away for 80% or 50%? And I understand it's kind of like once or twice around the year, but that is a massive reduction on the cost of the program. That's not even the perceived value. That's just the cost of the program or service. So I just don't want you to abide by that. Now, this is my personal opinion, and I hope that people will reach out to me and tell me what you think about this, because I'm being slightly polarizing. But what I encourage you to do instead is to hold fast at your value, at what the cost of your visit is, at what the cost of your program is, and add value to it. So the most popular thing that I've done this year is at the end of my seminars or webinars, I will offer a wellness package. So it's still $160 for my initial visit, but then I give them a free downloadable version of my book and 3 free saunas at my office and a t-shirt, which I always joke and say, oh, it's just all about the t-shirt. Don't worry about the rest of it. And then we do some really inexpensive in-office tests like a urinalysis, an adrenal stress test, a zinc tally challenge, urine heavy metal test, like all these things cost me at most $10 to do. And yes, it is cutting into my overall profit, but again, it's about the long-term value of every patient or client that you get into the office. And if they start referring you someone who is paying the regular price without all the bells and whistles, I mean, it just makes the most business sense. And people are eating that package up. They love that they're getting all of these screening tests done in office for free, essentially. And the fact that we do direct billing, which if you're not doing direct billing and you can, I would strongly encourage you to do it because it is a savings in so many different ways. We have people that will only come into the office because we direct bill. I am saving thousands of dollars on POS charges because it's all automatically deposited into my bank account. It is so worth it. But that's a huge digression. But these wellness packages now, I am booking in people off of Facebook all the time. I am booking people off of seminars. The last seminar I did, we booked 6 out of 7 people from the seminar. I just did one last week. We've already booked, and that was 3 days ago. We've already booked 3 out of 11. And I still know that at least 3 or 4 more are going to be booking in this week. So I really try to tread lightly on the idea of discounting the price of my program because, number one, I want to honor that other people have spent full price on it, but I will just add in more perceived value that doesn't cost me a lot of money, but provides either some health clues or some strategies that you can use, or kind of opens up the door for more testing. If we do some screening tests, then I can start upselling them the bigger tests or supplements or what have you. Everything has a strategy behind it, but the most important thing is you always want to look like you're worth it. And I just find when people start discounting way too much, way too often, it just shows that you don't really believe the value to which your program or service is worth. So please kind of tread lightly in that aspect. Now, what I have created for you is a free landing page, essentially. It's just an opt-in, and then you get access to this landing page immediately. And it's my business roadmap. So the business roadmap helps you, number one, it's all organized in different sections. So we have mindset, we have getting your business started, we have financial freedom, we have growing your business and sort of business hacks. And they're all organized by all the different podcast episodes that I've had. And you can download or listen to each one right off the landing page and get some of these actionable strategies. And if you are having issues around finances, if you are having issues around money blocks and value blocks and personal worth, I strongly recommend you go to that business roadmap opt-in. It is maximizebusiness.ca/business roadmap and listen to all of the mindset podcast episodes that I've recorded over the past year or so. The mindset around our belief in our value, our belief in we should be paid for our time, our belief in our ability to succeed, and all of those things, they all come from our brain, our thoughts, our negative talk that we have to ourselves. And so when we start discounting things, just hoping to get a sale, that is showing us that we don't believe that it's worth this, or you're scrambling to find people that will actually just buy it from you because, again, you're acting from a place of survival. And I just talked about this on the last episode, working from survival versus service. We want to always be making sure that we're making very strategic moves in our business that also reinforce our belief in our potential and our success. So I just really want you to make sure that you're doing that mindfulness work, and the business roadmap download will get you there the fastest. If you're not already doing it with somebody else or listening to other people's podcasts or what have you. But really, I just want everyone to know that discounting your stuff it just doesn't end up serving you very well. And I know that we're always looking for a cheaper way to do something, and people are definitely having financial hardship, and you can have a personal conversation with those people on your own and find a way to make it work financially for them that you feel comfortable with. I just wouldn't be generically advertising that. The more we can add perceived value and keep our financial numbers the same, that is sort of the winning combination. So even with a program that you are offering, you could definitely discount it a little bit or have an early bird price, and then that is over in so many days, and then you're a regular price, and then you have certain bonuses that are coming with it. That's great. And even something as simple as like a bunch of meal plans is a perfect way to add perceived value to anything that you are offering. And the other really cool kind of technique that I like people to go through is when you are thinking about your pricing, and it's a much better exercise doing it live with someone, but I'm just going to pretend that we're doing it live together. When you're thinking about pricing, let's say you just created a program and you're like, so I have no social proof. I don't know if this is set up properly. I don't know if people are going to get results from it, but you know, I put all the work together, I put hours and hours of time into it. And so I say to the person, I say, okay, what is the most astronomical price that you think you could sell this for? Do you think you could sell this 5-module program for $10,000? And people would be like, heck no. And then I'll say, well, how about $5,000? And they're like, no way. I say, well, how about $2,500? They're like, it's possible, but still kind of outside of my comfort zone. I say, well, how about $1,000? They're like, it's still uncomfortable, but I could get there. So that is the true testament of what you believe that value to be. It should be slightly uncomfortable because it should be outside of your safe zone, but you should be feeling like it's a bit of a stretch, but I could definitely see the program being worth $1,000. I'm like, perfect. So this is your first launch. Maybe you're doing a beta program or something to that effect. Let's pitch it at 97 or 197. But you know that because you've now discounted it, you know, 90%, you also then can speak to the value of the program so much better because you know eventually you're going to get up to $1,000. And you can say in your copy, like, I'm going to be selling this program for $1,000 one day. And it just gives you more confidence in what you have created and the amount of time that you've put into it. And I want you to do the same thing for your service rates. If you know you're undervaluing yourself, increase the rates. If you haven't increased your rates in a long time, increase your rates. But do it in a place that you feel slightly uncomfortable, but definitely something that you can get on board with. So promise me, guys, and I'm hoping everyone who's listening to this will send me a direct message on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. And say, I promise to never discount my value. Add value. Add tons of extra stuff. You could even add more time with you, whether that be as a group webinar or seminar or live event or something like that. But the price should always remain the same. You should be trying to increase your rates, not decreasing them. And you just have to think over time, what are people really going to be thinking? If it's like an annual discounted thing, great. But that has sort of like a time and a mission and a reason behind it. If you're doing it more from, I just want to get as many people into my program as I can, so I'm going to try to sell it for like 10 bucks, people will still not purchase it because it's $10 because they don't see the value in it. And what we want to do is we want to almost have people be pre-qualified for when they start investing their money and time with you, because we don't want Joe Schmo off the street who's never going to do the work and never be your biggest advocate, your biggest fan, your best testimonial to join your program because you sold it for 10 bucks. We want the best people that are willing to make the changes, that are willing to make the investment in their health, that are willing to buy the tests and buy the supplements and do the work, we want them to pre-qualify themselves based on your value of your service or product. And they will be the ones that get the best results. They will be the ones that will be singing your praises and will make you more money in the long run, because it takes just as much effort and time to have somebody purchase a $97 product as it does to have somebody purchase a $1,000 product. It's just all in the way that you're making that perceived value. So if there's any way that I can help you, support you, definitely download the business roadmap, maximizebusiness.ca/business roadmap, and listen to all of the mindset podcasts that are listed there. But I'm, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim. I look forward to hearing from you with your declaration that you are going to stay true to your value and your rates. And I will see you on the next episode. I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.